Let's let the police sort it out, Lucy snapped, hitting the 9.
No. Lenny grabbed the phone and snapped it shut. Do you want them to get into trouble?
Give that back, hissed Lucy, eyes blazing. What I want is for everyone to get out of this alive. You can think what you want, but I suspect it was the girls who killed Tina. We have to stop them now.
That's ridiculous, said Lenny. My Heather wouldn't do that, and neither would Ashley. Trust me, I know a thing or two about negotiating. We'll go in calmly and assess the situation, and then we'll decide what to do.
What are you saying? You think we can just walk in there and they'll be glad to see us?
They'll be relieved, said Lenny, pulling up. You'll see.
It was then that the first shot was fired. Lucy ran around the cabin and through the door before she had time to think, knocking Heather off her feet. Ashley, on the other side of the room, pressed the barrel of her gun against Sarah's head. Lucy froze in place, holding her hands up.
Put the gun down,
yelled Lenny, appearing in the doorway. Heather, who was sprawled on the floor, pushed herself into a sitting position and started rubbing her elbows. Get up, Ashley ordered Heather. Don't go all soft now. Get the duct tape. Tie them up.
Heather, honey, pleaded Lenny. Don't listen to her. Don't make things worse. We can work this out. Everything will be okay. Daddy can fix it, honest.
Heather sniffled, and her eyes darted between her father and Ashley, finally settling on Ashley. Remember the plan, said Ashley, perfectly composed, her voice steady. It's worked so far, hasn't it? Everything will be fine as long as we stick to the plan. Heather was still wavering. Ashley was in the power position. She was facing Lenny and Lucy and could fire off 2 rounds at close range in seconds. Lucy remembered Bart bragging that the entire family, including Ashley, enjoyed target shooting. It wasn't a comforting thought. The police are on their way, said Lucy, lying through her teeth. You can't get away. My car is blocking the road, and I've hidden the keys. On the floor, Heather whimpered. Daddy's right, Ashley. He'll fix this, he will. You'll still get into Harvard. They took that other girl who killed her mother.
Shut up, ordered Ashley. Can't you see she's lying? Tie her up and get the keys.
She said she hid them, protested Heather. Check her pockets. See who's right. Heather rose slowly and approached Lucy, who had no choice but to let Heather reach into her jacket pocket. If Lucy moved a muscle, she didn't doubt that Ashley would shoot her.
You're right, proclaimed Heather, pulling the keys from Lucy's pocket and holding them up.
She didn't call the cops either, said Ashley.
Tape her feet and hands, she ordered, adding a nasty chuckle.
When we're through, it will look like they've had some kind of kinky sex game going on.
No one who knows me would believe that, muttered Lucy,